Module 11, Additional Tools. To help wrap up this workshop, we would like to share some additional tools that can help you resolve conflicts, stress, and anger management techniques. There is no doubt about it, dealing with conflict can be hard on the mind and the body. Being well-equipped with some stress and anger management techniques can help you stay calm during the conflict resolution process. Nothing is going to get solved when either or both parties are angry and upset. Here are some tips to help keep you cool during the conflict resolution process. Deep breathing has beneficial mental and physical effects. Coping thoughts can help you stay calm too. Some examples: I feel like he is just trying to push my buttons, I'm stronger than that, or I'm not going to let myself get upset. That won't solve anything. Instead, I'm going to focus on getting this conflict solved. Make sure to take breaks as needed. If the person you are in conflict with becomes emotional or stressed, encourage them to take breaks as well. After the conflict is over, talk about it with someone appropriate. The agreement frame. The agreement frame can be used in any situation to explain your viewpoint in an assertive, non-confrontational way without watering your position down. It is designed to encourage discussion and informative sharing between all parties. Although it can be used in many situations, it is particularly effective in conflict resolution. The agreement frame takes one of three forms: I appreciate and, I respect and, I agree and. Here is an example of the agreement frame in use. Remember, the words but and however are conversation stoppers. Try to avoid using them with the agreement frame. Asking open questions. When possible, use the 5 W's or the H to ask a question. Who, what, where, when, why, how? These questions encourage discussion, self-evaluation, and open conversation. Some useful questions for conflict resolution include: what happened? Do you feel that way? When did this problem start? How does that make you feel? Who else is involved? Case study. Raymond couldn't seem to catch his breath. He spent his day dripping beads of sweat. Nancy knew Raymond had a problem with stress. Raymond carried stress like a monkey on his back. Nancy understood that if she allowed her coworker to continue ignoring the real problem, Raymond would back himself into a corner. Nancy decided the time had come to step in and play the hero instead of letting Raymond roll the dice with his life. Nancy took her chipper attitude and raced into Raymond's cubicle. Nancy told Raymond that he needed a break and that a brisk walk around the office would clear his head and help him out of his funk. Raymond scowled but agreed. 3 quick sprints around the office left Raymond winded, but his head felt clearer and he had more energy. Nancy gave him the push he needed to get more done, minus the headaches.